Mishnah says that a sukkah that chamasa merula mitzilasa is possible. You have more sun than shade, it's going to be possible. Rashi says, what's the reason for that? Because hamuad baltal barayv v'arei kamishayna v'ashem asrach kuya sukkah. The miyat tzel is going to be baltal barayv. It's as if it's not there. And a sukkah is called a sukkah v'ashem desrach. So Rashi learns that the reason why it's possible is because of baltal barayv, the little bit of srach that you have, or of shade, is going to become baltal in the rayv of chama. Now, Chenim are very bothered with this, Rashi. That doesn't seem to make any sense. In the halachas of bittul, we never say bittul where the iser is nicker. Bittul is only when the iser is not nicker, when it's all mixed in. But if the iser is nicker, you don't say bittul. But here, everything is nicker. The chama is nicker, the tzel is nicker, the srach is nicker. There's no tarevis over here, and bittul wouldn't be shayach. You have a pot of chalent, and a piece of chazer falls in. If you see the piece of chazer, then you don't say bittul. You're not allowed to eat it. Bittul is only if it's mixed in, and you can't find it, then you say bittul. So over here, it's l'chayra, nikr, ha'isr, everything is nikr, and bittul wouldn't be shaykh. So it's a different mahalchim that Achorim say, but I want to say over a beautiful hezber from Shmuel Rizovsky Zatzal, whose yartzeit happened to be 2 days ago on Wednesday, and he says the following hezber. This is in the Hesefer Zikaron, Zechun Shmuel, Simon Chavtes. So he's mazber like this. He says that the bittul that Rashi is referring to over here is not a bittul on an object. We're not being mevatel the object of the schach or the tzel in the rav lechama. That's not what's going on over here. The bittul over here is a bittul in din, or a bittul in the hagdara, in the definition, how to define what it is that we're talking about over here. The Torah says you need to have schach. Hashem haschach kriya sukkah. Sukkah means schach. It means you have to have a covering that gives shade. That's what the cheft of a sukkah is. That is what you need to be a kosher sukkah. So the question is, how do you define this covering over here? Is this called tzach or not? So mitzad achad, we could call it tzach because it does give shade. There is a tzel over here. There's a bunch of pieces of wood that give shade. So maybe it is called tzach. Mitzad sheni, there's a lot of this tzach which does not give shade. It gives chama, and therefore maybe it's not called tzach. So how do you touch up when you have something like this that has really two opposing hagdaras to it? Do you call it tzach or do you call it not tzach? That's the shaila. And that's like Rashi. We can't refer to this as schach, because schach means that it has tzel, and over here, only a miyat has tzel, and the rav does not, so therefore in the definition of how to define this object, we're going to define it as non-schach, not as schach, because the mood is baltal b'rav, areu k'mishe'eino, we can't view this as a schach that gives tzel, we view it as a roof that does not give tzel. So the bittul over here is not on a chif, it's not on an object, it's really a bittul on how to define, it's a question of how to touch up, how to define the schach. Do you view it as a covering that gives tzel, is it a covering that does not give tzel? And that bittul is abstract. It's not a bittul on something which is nicker, something that's in front of us. It's a bittul on the din, on the hagdar, on the definition of it. And that is similar to a bittul of a tarevis, where it's not nicker, where you have these two opposing dinim. You have the basar, which is kasher, the basar, which is treif. And the question is how to touch up this piece of meat. Is it coming from the iser? Is it coming from what's kasher? That's where you have bittul, and that's where bittul is able to work. And that's the same thing over here. It's a bittul on how to be magda, the schach. We magda it as schach that gives tzel, schach that doesn't give tzel, and that's like Rashi, being that the miyut is only the miyut is tzel, it's baltal b'rayv, and we can't define this as a schach which is metzel, rather as a schach which is not metzel, and that's why chamasa removing tzilasa would be possible.